and water and a little buttermilk and the meal. And you make it, shape it into pones and put it in this bread, in this frying pan, which was round. And then when you was cooking it, you'd put coals on top of it so it would cook all over. And when it came out in pones, and that's where the pone bread came from.
And what shape was the pone?
And a pone.
It was a...
just a...
a long...
long bite, like this.
Oblong type shape.
Shape. You just make it out like this, just like a meatloaf, long meatloaf, except you shaped it at the ends,
yes,
like this.
Yes.
That was a pone bread.
One other question about that.
That's a pone bread.
Pone bread. How do you spell pone?
P-O-N-E.
P-O-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard it called perhaps a corn dodger?
Oh, that's not the same thing.
What is a corn dodger then?
Well, now, as I know it,
yes, ma'am,
when Mama used to cook, we had an iron pot sat next to the fire. We took out the iron, it sat next to the fire. Mama would cook collards in there. When the collards are either turnips, and when they get done, she would take them out, and then they left that liquid in there, and she would take the cornbread, salt and water, and meal, and form it into little balls about like a, oh, well, I don't know how big. They'd be about like that, I guess,
yeah,
you'd say. About like a round hush puppy that they make today, and you drop it in this boiling liquid, and it would cook and not separate. And then we had an old-fashioned ladle.
Yes.
When it got done, we'd take out those corn pones, those, whatever we call them.
Corn dodgers.
Dodgers, and we put them around the bowl of the collards.
Oh, and they were a particular thing you did with collards.
Are either turnips.
Or either turnips.
Now that is that.
Oh.
That's a corn dodger. That is not cooked in like cornbread. Oh, no. Now, that's the way I saw it.
Yes,
they may be different now. I don't know.
All right. Well, like there are two kinds of bread. The homemade bread, the other kind you buy at the store. What
yeah.
do you call the kind that you buy at the store?
Bakery bread.
Okay. What's the thing that's fried in fat and has the hole in the
donut?
Top? All right. What's the other thing that you make up a batter and they're very thin, you know, we
pancakes.
Usually have them for breakfast, right? You went to the store and you bought 2 blanks of flour.
Two pounds of flour.
All right. What would you use to make bread that is not baking powder or soda? It comes in a small little packet and is dry and granulated. It makes, you know, bread rise. What's the word?
It's
we used it just a few minutes ago. When you say, you know, it's made, let's see. We were talking about flour and I said,
Yeast.
All right. What's the yellow part of the egg?
Yolk.
What's another way? What color do you say that yolk is? What's the color?
Well, yellow or gold.
Okay.
Either one.
If you just take a couple of eggs and you drop them in hot water, you know, you just turn on the hot water, you don't fry them and you don't scramble them.
You poach them.
Poach them or you what?
Soft boil. Is there another word?
That was it.
Is there another word? I don't know it.
Let's see. Dropped eggs, have you ever heard of that?
No.
No. All right. Fat salt pork is called what?
Bacon.
All right, what's another term for it?
White meat.
Where'd you get white meat from?
Now, you know there's going to be some ugly words there.
That's okay.
They call that sow belly.
Sow belly.
And we did not cook that at our house, but they called it the sow belly.
And that is underneath the
stomach of the hog.
Uh-huh.
Where she fed the young. That's what that is.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's what that is.
My grandmother used to like to eat that. But
well, now, there's two kinds of that. There's one called a fat back, and there's one called a salt pork, and then there's one called the side belly. There's two or three kinds of meat there.
Oh, I see. Well, I believe she ate the side meat. Side meat, that's what she called it.
Well, that was made of the side of the pig. And it would be about that